Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear friends, have you ever thought that you were full, but in fact you were actually empty and there was space? Teacher walked into a classroom with three rocks in hand and a glass jar, and the teacher set it down on to a table, placed the three rocks into the jar, then asked the class the question, "Is the jar full?" The class, seeing that you couldn't put one more rock in the jar, unanimously said with one voice, "Yes, of course it's full." Teacher then pulled out a bag of stones, much smaller than the rocks, poured the stones into the glass jar with the rocks inside, all the way to the top. Teacher then asked the question, "Is the glass jar full now?" All the students in the classroom with united voice said, "Yes, it's full. You can't get any more stones in the glass jar." Teacher continued, pulled out a bag of sand, poured the sand into the glass jar with the rocks and the stones all the way to the top, and asked the question of the class, "Is it now full?" They said, "Yes, you can't get any more sand." Teacher then pulled out a pitcher of water, poured the water in on the rock, on the stones, on the sand, and without asking the question, the teacher just gave the announcement, "It's now full." And the lesson was learned by everyone. Dear friends, moms know that story really well, or they know the implications of that story, I should say, really well. Moms know when people say that they're full, but they're really, in fact, really empty. Mom calls the children down to the dinner table, "Come on down for dinner." And before the meal is placed on the table, the children say, "I'm already full." Mom realizes that what they're full on are the Oreos that have been raided out of the closet. Yeah. See, my life is just lived out in the congregation. Yeah. Someone liked the word Oreos. Yeah. Oreos are raided, and those chips on the shelf, they're crumpled up into a bag, and the children they're full, but mom knows very well that there's room for more. There's room for carrots, broccoli, and asparagus. Have you ever felt or thought that you're full, but you're in fact empty? I think that's the question behind this text in John chapter 14. As Jesus is meeting with his disciples, Jesus promises the Holy Spirit. Here's the indicator that you're full. If you have the Holy Spirit, you're full. Now, I have to believe the disciples in this moment in John chapter 14 believed that they were full. Why not? They had been with Jesus. They saw the miracles. He had walked on water. They had heard the teachings of Jesus on the Sermon on the Mount. They would, in just a few moments, see the death of Jesus and then see his resurrection when he would appear again. But here's the thing. The disciples in John chapter 14 are like the students looking at the glass jar. They think it's full, but it's not. There's something more. They needed the Holy Spirit. And the reality of it is, too, for us spiritually, we could feel or think that we're full. We could have all the facts and details and head knowledge of Jesus. We could ace confirmation. Maybe you're living on that grade that you got from confirmation 40 years ago. Or we could come to the conclusion that you know it all already. But here's the thing. The litmus test for being full spiritually, according to Jesus, is if you have the Holy Spirit. We could think that we're full, but very much so be empty. How can the Holy Spirit fill us up and encourage us today? Three things from our text today I want to point out that will just uplift us for living in these days. Number one, the Holy Spirit is an advocate. Do you need an advocate for your life? If you look at the different translations of this word in the Greek, the word here, and if you've done Bible study before, the word here is something called the paraclete. Translations have a really hard time coming up with a word to translate that. So in our text, it said helper. The word that you see there for helper in verse 16, I like the word advocate. Helper is a little weak. It's more than just helping that the Holy Spirit does. Some translations will say, you've read it before, the comforter. The Holy Spirit does a little bit more than comforting, than bring comfort.